It's Douglas McDonald for the pro se, the appellant.
Patrick Downs for the City of Seattle. Best staff.
All right. Looking at our list of items to go through, I want to check with you our schedule for any pre-hearing motions that we may have, witnesses and exhibits, what volume we may expect, and of course we'll get to hearing dates. Are there other items that the parties need to address as part of the pre-hearing conference?
I think discovery.
Okay.
And I want to talk, I just want to suggest, without getting into the merits or anything, that I think this appeal may become moot. And I just suggest to you that as I see the landscape, I think there's a possibility this is going to go away. And I don't know how you want to think about that in terms of schedule, and I don't want to elaborate into the merits, but there is a point in the pre-hearing conference about talking about the possibilities of settlement.
Right.
And I just want to mention that and go on.
Okay. So what I do at the pre-hearing conference is predominantly on schedule.
Right.
We haven't yet accommodated in the rules a way for the hearing examiner to participate in settlement or mediation discussions. I do encourage them, and you'll hear me get to that in a second. But that's mostly for the parties to interact on. For example, there's the opportunity after I leave from the pre-hearing conference for the two of you to discuss substantively what that actually means for you. But what we will do is we will certainly set a schedule, because it's a lot easier to get rid of it once it's set than it is to set it and maybe something will happen. So what I want to do is make sure that all the parties have identifiable, dependable dates, and those will be on the calendar, and then if settlement happens after that, that's an easy thing to accommodate. All right. So,
Mr. Examiner, I'm going to go grab a drink of water.
Please, yes.
Good morning.
Morning, Doug. You got in okay?
Off the record, mm-hmm. Getting into this building with a mobility scooter on a wet sidewalk is a death-defying experience, especially since you can only unload from Lyft into the traffic. And I'm telling you, I got in okay. Mm-hmm. But you can't get out of this building. I'm going to have to get into the garage and have somebody pick me up in the garage.
It's icy out there.
Well, it's just wet. It's just, anyway, it's not part of the security.
Okay. Let's get started then. I will ask, have the parties had an opportunity to be in communication yet with each other about any settlement or mediation possibility?
We have not, but I look forward to a conversation.
All right. I will remind you that we do, obviously there's always the opportunity for the parties to have their own settlement discussions, and you take your own initiative at those if you need if you feel like that would be benefited by having a third party neutral participate in mediation, a more formal process than simple settlement. We do offer through the King County Interlocal Resolution Group. There's no cost to it, and it can help facilitate a discussion, and that comes to resolutions that I can't necessarily even give you in this forum. So if that's something you decide to take advantage of, all you do is you call my legal assistant, Edlyn Galen Cho, and say, I'm interested. That message gets passed on to me, and then King County Interlocal is contacted by me, and they contact the parties to flesh out the interest and or schedule a mediation. All right, moving on to our scheduling, then we have, I have a question about pre-hearing motions. Does any party anticipate filing a pre-hearing motion?
Not the city.
Okay. Yes, no.
No, okay. Subject to wherever we end up with a discovery discussion.
Okay. Let's move on to that then. There was a question about scheduling for discovery.
So the city received discovery from Mr. McDonald. I anticipate that we will in turn seek discovery as well. So in terms of scheduling, I guess if we go from the hearing and work backwards, we can...
I don't usually manage the discovery, the details of it, unless there's an issue from one of the parties. What they do is they can file a motion, say X party was not responsive to motion for discovery or something along those lines. There is the opportunity, though. Some parties say, look, we do need a schedule for discovery, and so we'll put that in the pre-hearing order.
My thought is that I think the only thing we need is a discovery cutoff date.
Okay.
Well, I've filed a pretty targeted but extensive discovery request.
Tell me about the request. What form is it in?
It's a letter to Mr. Downs.
Is it interrogatory?
No, I've asked for documents, and I've suggested in the letter that the documents may reveal the need for his interrogatories because I don't know who answers the questions that I've asked.
When was the request submitted?
I submitted it last Monday. And it's a substantial request, but it is tied to particular issues in the SEPA checklist in almost all respects. And so I suspect that SDOT is facing a bit of a project in pulling together what I've requested.
Well, let's hear from them on that.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is that when I see it, I will know what I have, and until I see it, I won't. So there's the problem of thinking how the schedule works, I guess, the hearing date.
Okay.
And the city will respond within 30 days with our responsive documents. So.
Okay. Does the city anticipate needing 30 days at this point? Is that the nature of the request?
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, was your question? I didn't hear your question.
I was trying to assess the city, if the city needs 30 days to respond, and the answer was yes. So that would be February 7th.
And I'd be happy
to I'm just needing to note that for my own purposes of how long this process is going to take.
And I'm very happy to work with Mr. Downs to narrow things to make everybody's, you know, this is a process that we ought to work together on to get happy with.
Okay. Let me check something. So, noting for the record that you filed this on December 4. Is that correct?
I filed the notice of appeal on December 30.
Okay. That helps us a little bit. Appeals. They want this resolved by the end of March with 90 days. So, and my approach to this is that there's certainly under the code the provision that if parties agree to move beyond that deadline, they can. But I think that we should take that as a directive that the idea is we should be trying to do things here more efficiently. So, and look at that period to try to do things within. We don't have a pre-hearing motion, which helps us. Those seem to be one of the primary reasons for us to take a lot of time. But we're also 30 days into that period already almost, so we're 20-some. So if we have a response from the city on the 5th of February to discovery, which is fine, our calendar's largely full for February. It may open, it may not. Right now it's held for the Waterfront LA Local Improvement District hearing, which, depending on the number of people show up the first day, sets that schedule, and that could be 10 to 100. So,
we have a 30-day expectation of the document response.
Yes. That's typical for discovery. Yeah. So that puts us to February 5th. Or likely response from the city, and then I'm not clear based on what the parties were saying whether they anticipate anticipate additional discovery resulting from that or not. It sounded like both parties anticipate potential for new discovery resulting.
The city anticipates one discovery round. I can't imagine that I'd seek additional discovery.
Within that 30-day response period for the appellant's request, you anticipate generating a request
yes.
as response to
yes.
this? Okay.
Yes.
And then Mr. McDonald, you indicated that you don't know until you get the response from the city whether there would be additional need for discovery.
Right, and if there is, I would expect I'd do some interrogatories and just try to get things sorted out to prepare for the hearing.
Okay.
And witnesses, because that's the other problem, is I won't have a witness list until I see who the people are.
Right. Okay. What I think you're going to see, because I do need to have this done by the end of March, I need to have time to get my decision done, is if we're looking at a potential response from the city February 5th and maybe a new round of discovery that could come in that period, is that there will not be 30 days for a second round. So when we do a cutoff, question is going to be, are we cutting off the request time or the response time? Mr. McDonald gets his questions asked, for documents responded to by the 5th. If he sends out interrogatories that same day,
which is
does the city anticipate responding all at one time?
Yes.
Okay. Well, right now I'm operating with just a speculation that there's going to be more, and I can't set a schedule based on that. So let's assume we have enough room for discovery. I have to assume that you do until I have something concrete in front of me to assume otherwise.
Right.
So let's look to a hearing date, and we'll set dates for due dates for exchange of witness and exhibit lists. And then if the parties are running into an issue with discovery that's running afoul of our hearing schedule, we need to know right away, and we can extend it or look for some accommodation within that discovery.
Exchange of witness lists and exhibits?
Yes, we'll get to that. To finish up on discovery, my suggestion is, if it's possible with the city to shorten that first 30-day response and or not anticipate needing 30 days to the interrogatories if those come out, some effort may be needed in that arena as well.
Understood.
Maybe not the first round. I mean, getting documents together, if you already know that. We're talking about a guessing on these interrogatories, what they would encompass.
Right.
But I would look to the city to look for a hard number of what you actually need and not try to accommodate with the 30 days under the civil rules. Because we just have to play hard and fast with our timelines here and look at what the real timeline would be, as opposed to, well, civil rules say 30 days. We can't necessarily do that here for a second round.
That's understood, and I think until we get to that point, I couldn't respond.
You can't speak to it, and I'm not setting anything that's going to tie your hands around that either. I just want to note it for our open conversation here about scheduling. If you get some, you know, Mr. McDonald, you're going to need to get interrogatories out fast. So I wouldn't wait until the 5th to draft them. You may think about that in advance.
I've been thinking about them, and frankly, one of my goals in this, for everybody's benefit, I'd like to put in 90% of this on stipulations. Mm-hmm. I think this is not a witness case.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I think if we could agree on some stipulated facts, that the issues crystallize pretty quickly.
All right. Okay, so as far as discovery goes, though, I've just warned you that I can't accommodate an endless schedule for the luxury of each party's essentially through the hearing process. That's what I'm trying to say, I guess. For a firm cutoff, let's relate that to the due dates for the witness and exhibit list. Let's look to a hearing date. Or let me actually ask, if you do, let's assume you're not able to reach a stipulation on a lot of the facts, and I understand that that's what your effort would be and that there may be an opportunity for settlement. But let's look at a worst-case scenario first to make sure we get it calendared correctly. How many witnesses might you anticipate calling?
The issue is, am I going to call any appellant's witnesses?
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to contemplate that I might have one or two.
Okay.
There aren't a lot of people eager to jump into this. And so one of the desirabilities of the stipulation is just skip my witnesses, call a couple of city witnesses, and put it in your lap.
All right. So I'll leave it at that.
So it's open. But I'm not going to call. It's not an LID.
I only need to know for purposes of scheduling just roughly how long you might take. And if you tell me one or two witnesses, how many documents do we have at all? I mean, it sounds like maybe a lot if there's a...
I don't think in the end you're going to have very many documents.
Okay.
And I think everybody working to move this forward that we'll have a day of hearing.
Okay. Mr. Downs, for the city, how many witnesses might you expect?
Three.
Okay.
And I'd say 20 to 30 docs.
Okay. So we could get done in a day, but I would schedule it for a day and a half just in case it isn't. And what's the party's available ability for March 9th?
March 9th? Oh, my wife will be delighted.
March 9th?
Put it down.
Cindy's available.
Okay. March 10th?
Available.
All right. Mr. McDonald, do you have a conflict with March 10th?
No.
Okay.
I mean, no. But
all right.
Nothing that can't
we'll
be
set
changed.
The hearing for March 9 and 10. Let's walk back from that and just a half day on the 10th. Just so we have a placeholder if we go over. Let's work back from the 9th. That would do exhibit witness lists. I do a 2-week intervals, 2 weeks out from the hearing that the appellants do. That would be February 24th. And March 2nd would be our dates. So that would be February 24th, the appellants. Witness and exhibit lists are due, and you must provide copies of any documents that the city does not have to them at that time. City's corresponding responsibility for March is for March 2nd. So now we see that pinch period between February 24th and February 5th. If interrogatories initiate at the end of that discovery turnover, there's only a couple of weeks there. So I just need the parties to alert me if that's not working. And I just need to encourage the parties also to make it work, if that's possible.
So potential discovery cutoff date would be?
Okay, so no new discovery. Let's say if you get the documents on the 5th, you're going to need time to go over that. So if we do the discovery cutoff for the 10th of February. So you would have an intense period possibly.
Yeah, if that's climbing Mount Everest, I'll be in touch. I mean, it's
right. Yeah, well, I don't know what you're going to get on the 5th.
Yeah, neither do I.
Okay. Okay. So, dates I have now are a discovery cutoff for February 10. Exhibit and witness lists due from appellant February 24th. Same for respondent March 2nd. With a hearing set for March 9 and 10, half day on the 10th. Are there other dates that we need to set? Any other scheduling matters we need to address?
Not from the city's perspective.
Anything from you, Ms. McDonald?
No.
Okay.
I'm interested in whether or not it will be useful for any kind of post-hearing briefs to be filed.
Before we get to that, I just want to make sure, are the dates that I just identified correct? Is there anything else that we needed to do? And did I get that right with February 10th, the discovery cutoff, exhibit witness list February 24 from the appellant, respondent March 2nd, hearing March 9 and 10? Okay, all of those dates will be included in my pre-hearing order. Mr. McDonald, you had a question about pre-hearing briefs?
No, a post-hearing
brief. Post-hearing briefs, okay.
Right. Where we are.
We can address that at the hearing. You don't have to worry about that until then. But I, just so you know how I operate, I generally do welcome, if we didn't went down a hierarchy of presentations to the hearing examiner, I do find written post-hearing briefs to be the most useful form of communication. Oral is second. If you want to do your closing in oral, you can do that, but you're usually just working with all the evidence you got in the past couple of days, and it's harder, even for experts like Mr. Downs.
I'm with you.
And I'm not a big fan of pre-hearing briefing, unless there's some issue that I just couldn't possibly understand without that. So, but I leave it to you to do your own case, too. So, that's it. All right. Anything else we need to schedule then?
Nothing from the city.
Got it. I do appreciate you all coming in today. Struggles around that, and I hope you're safe getting home, and I look forward to how this goes forward. And if you need the room afterwards to have discussions about settlement